Hello, welcome to English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, so today is day two of our fun facts.
We've been having so much fun. We've learned about dreams.
Didn't we?
We learned about
the number of dreams.
The average person has around 1,400 dreams per year, which is quite an amazing number, but we only remember 5% of them.
That's right.
So that works out to be about like 70 or 80 dreams a year. That's all you remember. Interesting.
Yeah.
But we also learned how to wake up without using coffee.
Yes, we did.
What do you use?
You use, wasn't it you splash your face with water and then yell really loud?
And then call me and I slap you really hard.
Right. No, it was actually eating an apple.
Oh, right. No slapping involved. Just an apple. Yeah, an apple actually has a lot of vitamins and the natural sugars and even the crunch of the apple can help you to wake you up.
It's
so
exciting.
That's one I am definitely going to try next time I feel
but
tired.
Today we have two more fun
facts.
And they are just as exciting and informative as the other ones.
I don't believe that they can be as exciting as dreams and apples, but we'll find out. So let's check out our fun fact article.
Reading. Fun facts. 1. How many times does a typical person's heart beat in one day? A. 10,000. B. 50,000. C. 100,000. If you followed your heart, you surely showed some love for C. The heart is the engine of the human body. It pumps blood through a vast network of vessels. Since the heart beats about 70 times per minute, the organ's daily duty equals roughly 100,000 pumps. Be sure to eat right and get exercise to keep the beat going strong. 2. There are 50 U.S. states. Their names use 25 letters of the alphabet. So, which one letter is not used? A. J. B. Q. C. Z. How could a quick-minded quiz master like you choose anything other than B? The letter Q isn't used in any state's name, and not much at all in the English language. The letter J does appear in the northeastern state, New Jersey. The letter Z is in the southwestern state, Arizona. And if you are wondering about X, that's in Texas. Yeehaw!
All right, so in day one I asked the first question, so in day two I'll do the same, and you can ask the second question.
Oh, yay.
All right.
Yes.
Question one.
Okay.
How many times does a typical person's heart beat in one day? So typical would be like average, just like we learned last time.
These numbers are too big. I can't handle how many dreams in one year. How many heartbeats in one day? I can tell you like 1 minute a day. That's a lot.
Well, just multiply 1 minute.
Well, I mean, the average person has a heartbeat around 70 to 80, 100 beats per minute, right?
Okay.
You're going to make me do tough math. There's 60 minutes in an hour, so that's 6,000 times 2. Okay, I got a number in my head.
Okay. Option A, 10,000 beats.
No, far too small, far too little.
B, 50,000.
No, too few.
Okay.
Go bigger.
C, 100,000.
That sounds close. Is there a D?
2 billion.
2 billion?
That's just me.
You're making that up. So if 10,000, 50,000, 100,000, I would have to go with 100,000 because, you know, if it's 100 in 1 minute, That means it's, what, 600? No, 6,000 in 1 hour. Something like that. Yeah, 6,000 in 1 hour, and 6 times 24 is around 100,000. I'm saying 100,000.
All right. Well, if you followed your heart, you surely showed some love for C.
C! I said C! Yay! Okay.
Yes.
I didn't follow my heart. I followed my head. Math.
Okay.
I used math and logic.
Well,
it's not really my heart. Sorry.
That's
anyway.
Okay. I'll still tell the story.
What does it mean to follow your heart?
Follow one's heart means to act according to one's feelings.
Like when you're in love. Mm.
But, you know, when you use your brain and logic and your thoughts, I mean, you are following the feeling or the instinct.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, I don't believe that's right. But here's an example. Benji followed his heart and moved to Los Angeles to be with his girlfriend.
Oh, because sometimes people might say, hey, you should follow your head and not your heart. You should think about this carefully.
Yeah.
But Benji said, no, I don't care. I know I don't have a job. I don't know anyone in L.A., in Los Angeles, but my girlfriend's there. I love her. I'm going to follow my heart.
Right.
Good
and
for
he,
you,
and
Benji.
He flew there on his little love wings.
And did he find out she already had a new boyfriend who was much better looking and
had a job.
And had a job.
And knew people in LA and had friends.
Poor Benji.
But we can talk about Benji, but we'll let you go to our shortcut for you for this phrase.
Okay, let's do that. Let's follow our heart to the shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
He loves me. He doesn't love me. He loves me.
Emily?
Oh!
Are you okay?
Wow, Chris, you scared me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. Who are you talking to?
Myself. Well, this is so silly. I'm really nervous to talk to a guy that I like. He'll probably think I'm just a silly girl.
Hey, I think you should follow your heart and talk to this guy.
My heart's inside me. How can I follow it?
Follow one's heart means to act according to one's feelings.
That makes a lot more sense. Follow your heart means 跟着感觉走 in Chinese.
I think you're a sweet girl, so he's sure to say yes. You just need to follow your heart first.
You're right. I'm going to follow my heart. See ya, and thanks.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, what an excellent shortcut for you.
It was great.
All right, let's continue
let's
with today's
that.
Fun fact.
Yes.
The heart is the engine of the human body.
Mm, yeah, sure.
So the engine is like the most important part of a car.
It makes everything work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It pumps blood through a vast network of vessels. So a network, spelled N-E-T-W-O-R-K, network, is a complex interconnected group or system.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to explain that way. So here, how about I explain it in a way that's maybe simpler to understand.
A little easier? Okay.
Right. The internet is made up of a complex network of computers.
Okay.
So for you to surf the internet, there's a bunch of computers in different buildings that are running the server, which is where you actually surf the internet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Or we can also often talk about roads being a network in the country. Little roads go to big roads, and big roads go to highways, and highways go to other cities. And it's all connected together with different things, but it makes it work as one big system.
I forgot about the network I use frequently. Is the Taipei Metro.
The MRT network is part of our transportation network. Trains to buses to airplanes to all sorts of other ways
Taiwan
to
has some good networks.
Get around. Right. And we talked about in the body the network of blood vessels. Well, vessels in our body are just those tubes that carry blood all over your body. So it goes to your fingertips, it goes up to your hair, it goes down to your feet, it goes to your lungs and your heart and everywhere else, keeping your body going. These blood vessels, very important. For example, we could say, I popped a blood vessel in my eye, and now it's all red. Ooh.
Yeah, I've had that happen before, popping a blood vessel. Not in my eye, but it's really weird.
I get it sometimes when I'm sick and I cough a lot, And I pop blood vessels in my face because just because you're coughing.
It'll just
so
be like
much.
A red spot or sometimes like a purple if it's a bruise.
Right, like a little spider web of red lines.
It's not a big deal.
Nope, you don't have to worry about that. Yep. It'll heal after a few days. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's get back to the heart.
Sure.
It says since the heart beats about 70 times per minute.
Wow.
That's kind of an average. The organ's daily duty equals roughly 100,000 pumps. Now, don't sit at home and count them, because everybody is different. And, of course, when you're moving around and exercising, your heart pumps more. And when you're sleeping, it might slow down. But this is what your heart does. It's an organ.
Yes.
Like that organ you hear in a church or in, you know, music concerts.
It's not the musical instrument.
No, I don't have one.
You have like a little person and you play in the organ to make the blood flow.
That'd be cool.
All right, and organ, man. Still spelled the same way, O-R-G-A-N. Mm-hmm. Organ is a different unit in a body or system. Mm. For humans, we have many organs, such as our heart, our brain, our eyes, the liver, and stomach.
What's the largest organ?
In us? Mm-hmm. Isn't it one of our intestines?
Nope. It's the skin!
Oh!
The skin! It's the largest organ, right? It has a special job. What is the skin's job? To protect you from being dirty and cold, and to make sure your body temperature
That's
is the same.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Oh, I should have known
that. The skin. That'll be our fun fact next month, and you'll know it.
Everyone will have to ask the question.
We have an example sentence for organ. I bruised one of my organs in a bicycle accident when I was 11 years old. Yeah, often when people have accidents in cars, they might hurt the organs inside their body from falling and being hit.
That's another fun fact.
Did that happen to you?
Yeah, it really did.
Which organ did you bruise?
I was riding my bike, and my handlebars turned and stabbed me, and it hit me in my spleen.
Sorry.
I bruised spleen.
That's terrible.
All right.
How is your spleen now?
I think it's fine.
What does your spleen do?
As far as I understood, not a whole lot.
All right. Any doctors out there, maybe you want to write us an email.
Yeah, please do.
Tell us, what does the spleen do? Okay. Anyways, be sure to eat right and get exercise to keep the beat, that's your heartbeat, going strong, because, of course, eating well, exercise, this is, of course, important for health. All right, let's move on to something totally different.
Number two.
Yeah. There are 50 U.S. states, all right? Their names use 25 letters of the alphabet. So which one letter is not used? As most people know, there are 26 letters from A to Z in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. The U.S. states, there are 50 of them, and in their names, we're talking New York, California, Hawaii,
Washington.
They use 25 letters of the alphabet. So A's there, B's there, of course. But which one is not used in one of the states? When we talk about states, we're often talking about a smaller part of a bigger country.
Right.
States are, you know, their own local government, their own local leader, but they're part of the bigger country.
That's
so Obama is the president of America, but each state, California, Texas, Florida, they have their own laws and their own leader. And that kind of thing. So in these states.
Right. And alphabet, which is the letters of a language.
A, B, C, D, E.
Exactly.
Mm. F, G, H, I. J, K, L. M-N-O.
Okay,
so here are our choices. Which letter is not in any state name in America? Is it A, J, the letter J? Is there a state with a J anywhere in it? California?
New Jersey.
Texas?
A.
New Jersey. New Jersey, of course. Okay, so it's not A. B, Q, the letter Q. Q. New York. No, Washington.
Washington.
Oregon.
I'm from Quishigan.
Quarizona. Florqua. No, I don't know. Q, that's a weird one. We'll have to come back to that. And C, Z, the letter Z. Can I go to Zawai?
You could go to Zawai or Zalaska.
Zalaska?
How about
North Dakota?
Zalabama.
No, wait, is there actually a state with Z in the name?
Yeah, Arizona.
Arizona, A-R-I-Z-O-N-A. There you go. Yeah. So J, New Jersey. So Q, it must be B, right?
Yeah, I think it's definitely
Let's check
Q.
it out. How could a quick-minded quiz master like you choose anything other than B? Not the letter B, but choice B,
right.
The letter Q.
Yeah. The letter Q isn't used in any state's name.
That's too bad.
And not much at all in the English language.
That's very true.
Now, there is a city in Quebec, right?
Yes.
Is that a city?
No, it's a province, which is kind of like a state in Canada.
There we go.
We do have Quebec, yes.
Ah, so you have the Q. Mm-hmm. We don't have the Q. Do you have a Z?
We don't have a Z. No, I don't think so. No, 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 no,
left or right?
No, we're not. No Z's. No,
I forget. How many provinces are there? 14? No.
Provinces are 11.
11.
10. 10 with three territories.
Oh.
There's 10 with three territories.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the letter J does appear in the northeast state, New Jersey.
Right near New York. Yeah, New Jersey. Yeah. Northeastern, when we're looking at a map, you know, north is usually up at the top. South is over here. East and west, well, I should do it the way they'd see it. North, east, west, south. So northeast is kind of between north and east, right in there. That's northeast. So if you look at a map of America, up here in this corner, the top right corner, would be New Jersey.
That's right.
Northeast.
It'd be that way.
And the letter Z is in the southwestern state, down in the other side, down by Mexico and California. That's where you would find Arizona.
Oh.
And if you're wondering about the X, yeah, X isn't a very common letter. Where's that?
It's in the state of Texas.
Texas, exactly.
Yes.
Yeehaw. How about Y? Y is not a very common letter. Oh, New Jersey. There's a Y in New Jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
New
now, there
York.
Is a Q in a city in the U.S.
Well, we're not talking about cities.
Albuquerque,
which is in New Mexico. Anyways, that's it for our fun facts. We hope you've learned something. Remember to count your heartbeats and to spell the state names correctly, but forget the Q. So this is useful information we've learned today.
Yeah.
We'll be back with our chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, our chat question. We're talking about states before, right?
Yes, we were.
The 50 states of America, most people know, right? There's 50 states, like there's 50 stars on the flag.
Right.
I always wondered if there, because people in Puerto Rico, you know, have talked about becoming another state. But I always wondered, well, what would that do to the flag? They'd have to put 51 stars on the flag. It would just look messy.
I agree. I mean, and that's
Puerto Rico is
like,
kind of part of America, but it's not a state, right?
I think you and I have both been around our whole life with the 50 stars
on the flag.
But before that, I mean, it's changed numerous times.
It has
changed,
yes.
I mean, we had to sew on a star for Alaska and Hawaii.
And Hawaii, true. Yeah, back in the
50s. And before that, I mean, we used to only have a circle of 13 stars.
That's right. So it has changed, but I'm just trying to think, fitting 51 in a neat way. Anyways, we're not talking about the 50 states. We're talking about countries in the world.
Uh-huh.
Here's our chat question. How many countries can you name in English? How many countries can you name in English? Should we name them in English or should we name them in another language? How many countries can you name
Latin?
In Portuguese? In Korean?
In that case, none. Zero again.
All right, how many countries can you name in English? I don't know. I could name a few.
I could name
I could name a number
of them. I couldn't obviously do it right now because I'm under pressure.
Okay. What part of the world would you feel most worried about naming countries in?
I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I would be terrible at naming most of the countries in the continent of Africa.
Africa would be difficult.
I know maybe 10 of them.
Yeah.
But I know there's way more than 10.
Right. Yeah. No, there's a lot more. There's like 40 in Africa.
I'd feel probably comfortable with Asia.
Asia would be not too bad.
Most of Europe.
Europe wouldn't be too bad. South America, I'd probably forget a few there. And certainly there's some of the smaller countries all around the world
might be
easy to forget. So how about you? How many countries can you name in English? I'd say if you can get more than 15, you're doing pretty well. Because I'm thinking, how many countries can I name in Chinese? If I could get more than 15, I'd be pretty happy with myself. So try that out. Yeah, try to name some countries. And don't worry, you don't need a map. Just give us the names. That would be really great. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Sentence for you.
Hey everybody, this is Sentence for You. Be sure to put on some sweatshirts, because today we're going to do some exercise. 哦，今天 Sam 呢要来和大家分享一下 sure， 当然这个单字的用法之外哦，当然还要来动一动咯。Sure 这个字呢，如果当作形容词使用啊，可以有许多不同的意思。例如啊，务必、一定会、确信的、有把握的。哦，像是本课课文提到的哦。Be sure to eat right and get exercise to keep the beef going strong. 就是指呢，务必要吃得健康，而且要运动哦。大家有注意到吗？这里的 be sure to 是当作祈使句来用哦，表达的是说话者对对方的要求。意思是呢，一定要，务必要。注意呢，它的文法句型为 be sure 后面接上不定词。哦，还记得吗？我一开头说到呢 ，be sure to put on some sweatshirts， 同样呢，也是个祈使句的用法哦，有着大家一定要穿上运动服这样的意思哦。好的，那我们相信大家看清楚了 be sure to 当作祈使句的用法了。接着呢，我们来看 be sure to 放在句中的用法，有着某个人一定会、肯定会怎么样哦。我们来看个例句会更清楚哦。Jason is sure to lose 5 kilos. 哦 ,Jason 一定会、肯定会瘦5公斤。He is sure to start his exercise plan today. 他今天呢一定会开始他的运动计划哦。OK, 第三种用法 ,be sure about or be sure of, 意思呢是确信的、有把握的。For example, are you sure of your diet? Is it healthy enough? 你有把握你的饮食够不营养吗？ If I'm not sure of my workout plan I made, I will ask the coach. 如果啊，我对我的健身计划不是很确定，哦，我会去问我的教练哦。Okay, you guys are sure to learn how to use the word sure, and hopefully you also enjoy working out with me today. See you next time. Bye bye!
Fun facts. 1. How many times does a typical person's heart beat in one day? A. 10,000. B. 50,000. C. 100,000. If you followed your heart, you surely showed some love for C.The heart is the engine of the human body. It pumps blood through a vast network of vessels. Since the heart beats about 70 times per minute, the organ's daily duty equals roughly 100,000 pumps. Be sure to eat right and get exercise to keep the beat going strong.2. There are 50 U.S. states. Their names use 25 letters of the alphabet. So, which one letter is not used? A. J. B. Q. C. Z.How could a quick-minded quiz master like you choose anything other than B? The letter Q isn't used in any state's name, and not much at all in the English language. The letter J does appear in the northeastern state, New Jersey. The letter Z is in the southwestern state, Arizona.And if you are wondering about X, that's in Texas. Yeehaw!
Vocabulary Review. Network. The technology expert helps businesses set up computer networks inside their office. Vessel. Although blood is red when it leaves our body, blood vessels under the skin appear blue. organ. The kidney, the heart, and the liver are three of the human body's major organs. State. The famous movie-making area called Hollywood is in the U.S. state of California. Alphabet. The English alphabet has 26 letters, from A to Z. Northeastern. Boston and New York are famous cities in the northeastern region of the U.S.